This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
The U.S. dairy industry stands to benefit from purchases made by China and Japan. That, according to High Ground Dairy's Lucas Fies.
Seem to go back and forth on all things China lately. Even though the meeting was canceled in Chile at the end of last week, there were rumors that the president of China, Xi Jinping, had invited President Trump to Macau instead to sign the deal. There are still hopes that in November, the Phase 1 trade deal between the U.S. will take effect. High Ground is hopeful that that includes more agricultural purchases from China, which would include dairy. China has promised several times over the past few months to increase their ag purchases. Of course, some of that would be corn and soybeans, but we hope that some of that includes dairy as well. However, the concern being that there is nothing yet in writing, China continues to hesitate to commit to exactly how many agricultural products they will purchase.
Tuesday.
You know, manure is really a valuable resource. It's got a complete nutrient package, you know, micros and macros, and it's an expense to apply it. And so if we can spread it at times of the year that are going to maximize that nutrient value and get the most bang for your application buck, that's really going to go a long way to improving your farm bottom line. If you look at manure as something to be utilized and valued instead of something that you just need to get rid of, you can really increase the efficiency of your nutrient management. You know, so when soils are dry, they can support that manure application equipment. They absorb that manure, hold on to those nutrients. When soils are wet, you know, you cause compaction and rutting, and manure is more likely to run off. And then if we can avoid manure applications, you know, within a day or two of rainfall, that greatly reduces nutrient losses as well. So that's kind of the background research that's really established why I've been thinking about trying to improve our soil conditions and make them more suitable for manure spreading.
Aaron Pape is with UW Discovery Farms.
Wednesday.
This concept of what's called minimum winter ventilation, and it's often referred to as 4 barn exchanges an hour, meaning we want to take that interior volume of barn air and exchange it 4 times an hour in the winter to provide good air quality for the calves. Do we milk cows the same way that we did 40 years ago? The answer is no. Do we do our soil fertility or our crops the same way we did 40 years ago? The answer is no. But we still use that same concept of 4 air exchanges per hour in the winter that we did 40 years ago for ventilating calf barns. And I think that that is an opportunity for our industry to advance to a higher ventilation rate.
Our thanks to Dr. Ryan Leiderman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
Thursday.
Randy Mooney, a Missouri dairy farmer and chairman of the National Milk Producers Federation, spoke at the organization's annual meeting in New Orleans.
We left this meeting 3 years ago in Nashville, and we had an Economic Policy Committee meeting that was led by Keith Murfield. We went into a room, large farms, small farms, and we hammered out the details of what we wanted in a farm bill. We took that to the House Ag Committee, Senate Ag Committee. They sent it and had it scored by CBO. We started getting phone calls. What are you guys doing? What are you thinking? We had a baseline of 0 at the time for dairy. CBO scored this is going to cost $4 to $5 billion. We got to November and December last year. We got everything we wanted. Plus, the top tier was $9. We jumped that to $9.50, and we got the feed cost adjuster. And we did that because large producer and small producer stuck together. We can do anything if we stick together.
Friday.
We'll talk about the value of immature and frost-damaged corn silage. Kind of a hot topic, especially in the Midwest here, because we planted some corn silage, Bill, as late as late June into July due to the wet conditions. The prevent plant acreage, you could plant corn in there, and that would come off very immature as well. So why are we talking about this? Well, once the temperature gets below 28 degrees Fahrenheit in many areas in the Midwest, we've hit that point already. The corn plant has now been killed. The roots aren't dead, but the leaves are dead. Therefore, we're not going to store any more nutrients in this plant. However, it's going to still absorb nutrients, and as a result, it could pick up nitrates. So there's always a question, in this late frost-damaged corn, could you have high nitrates? If you ensile, pretty good chance the risk is going to be minimized because half that's going to be dispelled as silo gases.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.